Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We welcome those who are in our sanctuary. I see some new faces this morning. Little by little, we're all gathering back together and worshiping God. And I'd like to also welcome those who are listening over KKMC, our radio program, and those who are on the internet at this time. We welcome you. And we pray as Pastor brings the message today that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that can only come from God's Word. You can also find an outline in today's sermon in our church bulletin. Our scripture of the month is in Luke chapter 10, verse 27. And he answering said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." Amen. This coming activities of this week, this Wednesday the 17th, the midweek prayer service will be held here at 7:30 p.m. It'll also be broadcast live, and you can mail us at secretary@bbcmh.org for any prayer requests that you may have. The Bible studies for this week have been canceled. This has been a confirmation that coming Saturday, June the 20th, we'll have our annual men's breakfast at the Tomlinson's household. So please let them know who is in charge. You might want to see Mary or someone else about how many is going to be able to come on Saturday, June the 20th. As you know, we begin our worship service every Sunday morning with the Lord at 9:45 with our Bible study. And you can also join us in your homes on the internet with that Bible study also. Our remaining services of today have been canceled. And now let us continue to worship the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Okay, so why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 441, Love Lifted Me. 441, we'll sing the first and the third.
Spirit of the sea, heard my despairing cry. All the waters lifted me, thou Savior.
number 321, Nothing Between, 321, and we'll sing the first and the last.
What a blessing it is that God has called us together, that we can gather together in His presence to do His will. I want to remind people that currently over concerns of common touching and handling of things, that we have a tithe box in the back instead of passing the plate, so you can leave your tithes there. Even checks under $1,000 are accepted, just this once. Again, as Wayne had mentioned, we have the men's breakfast on Saturday, so please call or let secretary@bbcmh.org know how many people will be attending so we can prepare. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, rejoicing in the knowledge that you are God and that you are merciful and gracious, and though our sins be great, your mercy is greater. and that the compassion that you have poured out upon us is beyond our understanding. Even as Paul writes in Philippians 4:7, he says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." And so, Lord, we stand in awe that you keep us, that you do not let us go, you do not send us away, but you continue to pour your spirit of blessing and peace upon us to give us hope and courage. And we pray for that same spirit that gives us hope would revive us and renew in us a desire for the word of God in the very presence of God. That the people who are called by your name would desire to enter into service to you, desire to look upon and study your word, that your word and your spirit will change us and transform us to be more like Jesus. And that as we become more and more like Jesus, our neighbors and those around us would see and hear of your transforming power as they experience the love of God's people. And that you, Lord, would do a mighty work in our midst, in our neighborhoods, in our counties and states, even the entire country and world. There is so much chaos and turmoil right now, Lord, but nothing is beyond your ability to calm and bring peace. You have called your people to be peacemakers. So, Lord, I pray that your people would engage and encounter those who are panicking, those who are anxious, or those who are just plain angry. Bring your people to them to communicate your loving peace and your comforting spirit. That in you, Lord, we have hope. That you are in control of all things. Nothing is beyond your control. In these pandemics and these riots and vandalism and things are being used by you, not caused by you, but being used by you to bring hearts and minds back to you, that people would come to you to seek peace and understand the real reality of your love. Lord, we pray that you would give people the willingness to wait upon the Lord and to rejoice in your presence and peace. Lord, we pray for those that need your healing power and your comforting spirit as having been afflicted with various diseases. And we do lift up to you those who have come down with this COVID-19. And in some places, people are being hospitalized. And in other places, Lord, they're just enduring it, and you will carry them through. We pray for your compassion and for your healing power. We pray for our own Lil Ida as she is has low blood platelets and she has been tested recently. So we pray for you to raise those platelets up and give her body strength and that she would be renewed in energy and in power by you. Father, we thank you for those who are expecting and anticipating bringing new life into this world. Candace Avila, expecting in July, and Esther Palice in September. We pray, Lord, for you to have these families raise up the children in the fear, in the admonition, and in the wisdom of God. We pray, O Lord, for your wisdom as we at Bethel are looking at how are we going to reopen, when are we going to reopen. Lord, your church is always open. And your people are always welcome. And we pray for you to encourage the governmental officials as to when things are good to go. Lord, in you we have strength and hope. We pray as well that you would use us in a mighty way to reach out to the community, to those who do not know you, that they may hear your word, hear your voice and receive your spirit and become called a child of God. We pray for your provisions for Lee Prater for work and that you would open up the door of opportunity there. And we pray for your hand of blessing upon many others that are in our area, Lord, who are looking for work because so many businesses were shut down and have shuttered their doors permanently. Lord, we pray for you to open up doors of opportunity and draw people unto yourself. We pray for your blessing upon missionaries that we have throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Merixa Perez in Malaga, Spain. We pray for the Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. Lord, we pray for the offerings that people deliver, that they would be used for your honor and your glory to expand and grow the gospel, that you would bless those who help in the works of ministry with blessings from above, whether they're in the sanctuary, listening over KKMC radio, listening over the internet, or later on over the CD. Bless them with your divine provision and guidance, comfort, and peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated.
Please turn to Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 10 through 14. That's Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 10 through 14. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. I also realized that the portions for the Levites had not been given them, for each of the Levites and the singers who did the work had gone back to his field. So I contended with the rulers and said, "Why is the house of God forsaken?" And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then all Judah brought the tithe of the grain and the new wine and the oil to the storehouse. And I appointed as treasurers over the storehouse Shelemiah and the priest and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites Pedadiah, and next to them was Hanan the son of Zakur, the son of Matianah, for they were considered faithful, and their task was to distribute to their brethren. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and do not wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for its services. May God bless the reading of his word, and let us bow now with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, we thank you that you are able to let us enter into your throne room, into your presence, along with the four beasts and the 24 elders, by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your truth that dwells in the atmospheres of worship. Strength and glory are in your sanctuary. We worship you in the splendor of your holiness. We praise you because you are mighty, powerful, loving, and kind. We thank you that you will break through and the dry, hard areas of our lives, as you did in Ezekiel's life, as an example for us concerning your power. And in Ezekiel chapter 37, 1 through 10, thus says the scripture. And this is what you had told Jeremiah. It says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me in the spirit, brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass them all around, and behold, they were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God to these bones, Surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied, and I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, suddenly a rattling of the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also he said unto me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army." And Heavenly Father, today as we look into your scripture, Lord, we pray that, Father, that you might help us to rise up as a worshiping bride to you. Father, help us to know deep in our hearts that you will break through in all of our prayers. Give us a vision of who you are in all of your splendor and majesty. We want to worship you through the day and see you in a greater way. Permeate our lives with your glory and majesty. Teach us to align ourselves with your greatness and give us a new way of looking at life. Father, may we choose to make your presence the central theme of our lives. We know that your truth dwells in an atmosphere of worship. You are majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. We thank you for leading us in daily victory. Now, Father, bless all the hearers of your word. Bless your word as it goes out, because it says it will not return void, but will accomplish what you please it to accomplish, and it will prosper in the thing of which you sent it. So at this time, Lord, I pray that you might bless all the hearers of your word and those who are in the sanctuary. And Father, I pray that you might bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, now, as he teaches us your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.